It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Kicking off the second overseas trip of his presidency in Poland Thursday morning, Donald Trump refused to say definitively that he believes Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
Will you once and for all, yes or no, definitively say that Russia interfered in the 2016 election?
Well, I think it was Russia, and I think it could have been other people in other countries. Could have been a lot of people interfered.
I said it very simply.
I think it could very well have been Russia, but I think it could well have been other countries, and I won't be specific, but I think a lot of people interfere. I think it's been happening for a long time. It's been happening for many, many years.
He then went on to blame his predecessor, Barack Obama.
The thing I have to mention is that Barack Obama, when he was president, found out about this in terms of if it were Russia, found out about it in August. Now, the election was in November. That's a lot of time. He did nothing about it. Why did he do nothing about it? He was told it was Russia by the CIA, as I understand it. It was well reported. And he did nothing about it. They say he choked. Well, I don't think he choked. I think what happened is he thought Hillary Clinton was going to win the election, and he said, let's not do anything about it. Had he thought the other way, he would have done something about it.
The first time Trump took questions from the press on foreign soil, he erroneously attacked the former president and again questioned the trustworthiness of the U.S. intelligence community.
You again say you think it was Russia. Your intelligence agencies have been far more definitive. They say it was Russia. Why won't you agree with them
and say it was? I'll tell you, let me just start off by saying I heard it was 17 agencies. I said, boy, that's a lot. Do we even have that many intelligence agencies, right? Let's check it. And we did some very heavy research. It turned out to be 3 or 4. It wasn't 17. And many of your compatriots had to change their reporting, and they had to apologize, and they had to correct. Now, with that being said, mistakes have been made. I agree. I think it was Russia, but I think it was probably other people and or countries. And I see nothing wrong with that statement. Nobody really knows. Nobody really knows for sure.
The Washington Post reports that the Obama administration, however, was deeply engaged in contacts with the CIA and other agencies investigating computer hacking and other measures believed linked to Russia in the months before the election. In late December, Obama approved a modest package of punitive measures, including the expulsions of 35 diplomats and the closure of 2 Russian compounds. Trump's first questions came from the Daily Mail, an odd combination about North Korea and the, quote, CNN wrestling thing. After smearing CNN, going off on, quote, fake news for a minute or so, and complaining.
But CNN and others, I mean, not others, NBC is equally as bad, despite the fact that I made them a fortune with The Apprentice, but they forgot that.
Trump got around to the question of what to do about North Korea's ICBM launch.
As far as North Korea is concerned, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't like to talk about what I have planned, but I have some pretty severe things that we're thinking about. That doesn't mean we're going to do them. I don't draw red lines. President Obama drew a red line, and I was the one that made it look a little bit better than it was, but that could have been done a lot sooner, and you wouldn't have had the same situation that you have right now in Syria. That was a big mistake. But I think we'll just take a look at what happens over the coming weeks and months with respect to North Korea. It's a shame that they're behaving this way, but they are behaving in a very, very dangerous manner, and something will have to be done about it.
So on foreign soil, the president of the United States criticized and lied about the former president, the intelligence community, and the free press. Trump cited intelligence reports about weapons of mass destruction in the lead-up to the Iraq war as evidence that the intelligence community's findings might not be accurate. After the joint appearance with Poland's President Duda, Trump gave a speech before a hand-picked crowd in which he reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO's Article 5, noting that our European allies must fulfill their financial obligations. He also took a rare jab at Russia and President Putin.
Today, the West is also confronted by the powers that seek to test our will, undermine our confidence, and challenge our interests. To meet new forms of aggression, including propaganda, financial crimes, and cyber warfare, we must adapt our alliance to compete effectively in new ways and on all new battlefields. We urge Russia to cease destabilizing activities in Ukraine and elsewhere, and its support for hostile regimes, including Syria and Iran. and to instead join the community of responsible nations in our fight against common enemies and in defense of civilization itself.
On Friday, Trump heads to Germany for a meeting of the G20 nations where he has disagreements on major issues including trade, climate change, NATO, immigration, North Korea, and Syria. In Hamburg, the president will also have his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, an event which reportedly is troubling to some of his aides due to Trump's tendency for unpredictable utterances and awkward optics. Stay tuned. And that's a look at what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. Hear my show Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and on the Progressive Voices Network. Remember, we're 100% listener funded, so please contribute what you can at NicoleSandler.com/donate.